This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, February 19th. God's word for you today is at home. Our scripture reading is taken from John 1, verse 14, and it says, "So the word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son." The Merriam-Webster Dictionary and the Collins Dictionary define technoference as the interruptions in or any negative effect imposed on interpersonal communication and relationships caused by the attention paid to or the intrusive use of personal technological devices. It is public knowledge that these people that gave us these devices do not raise their children with devices. In fact, Steve Jobs said that iPads were not allowed in his home because he thought they were too dangerous for his children. Instead, he sat at the dinner table and had conversations with his children. But what do? We take these devices and shove them into our children's hands. You can argue that the devices keep children engaged or even educate them. However, there is a place for devices and there is a place for you as the parent. If the people who made these devices think it is not good enough or it will destroy their own children, why should you and I let our children spend so much time and even fall asleep with these devices? Is it because we are tired or perhaps lazy? Or is it because we refuse to do or excuse what we need to do? God is challenging us to be present in our relationships. The same way Jesus came and made his home with us, the same way he was present and is present with us. Mobile phones are a blessing, no doubt, but mobile phones can be a huge problem. There is enough empirical data that proves that every time you are connected to everyone out there, it shows you are disconnected from those that are right in front of you. Romans 12 verse 2 says, "Don't be so conformed to culture that you fit into it without thinking. Instead, let God transform you by changing the way you think." This passage describes a lot of people's lives. We fit into the culture without thinking. God wants us to let him transform us by changing the way we think. And one way is by spending time with God, because what or who you spend time with determines the presence that you carry and determines the presence that goes with you. If you spend time with pornography or at the bar, drinking yourself to stupor, you cannot expect to carry the presence of Jehovah intensely. There is a reason those drinks are called spirits, because they follow you around even after you have left the bar. That is why drunk people are said to be under the influence of those spirits. Most times, our thoughts determine the environment we cultivate. You cannot consistently spend time stewing in anger, in bitterness, in unforgiveness, and expect to carry the presence of God. It does not work that way. What I am saying in essence is that the place you are present determines the presence you carry. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to be at home in your presence so that I will carry your presence in my other relationships and be light, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.